Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Well, the list of U.S. colleges where students are holding protest encampments with a unified demand for their schools to stop doing business with Israel or companies that support the war in Gaza. All of this seems to have its roots in boycott, divestment, and sanctions movement that we've been seeing for decades here. And the list of the demands are growing by the day as well. Here to talk to us about it, Mike Gonzalez, the Angelus T. Arredondo E. Pluribus Unum Senior Fellow, Catherine and Shelby Cullum Davis Institute for National Security and Foreign Policy at the Heritage joins us. Mike, welcome to the show.
Hey, Newell. Thanks a lot for having me on.
Mike, I don't know. Where does this end? I mean, what is the end game here for these universities?
Well, the end game for the protesters, those who are leading the protests, there's a lot of kids. I've seen them interviewed on TV, and I'm going to drive to a major university tomorrow. But some of them don't know what they're doing. They don't know where Palestine is. They don't know what the conflict is about. But the leaders, I believe, are not really interested in Gaza or the Middle East. They're interested in regime change right here in the U.S. They hate Israel because Israel is kind of like a mini-me America. It's not coincidental that they say they hate Israel because it's a white settler state, is what they call it, and they see the U.S. as a white settler state. And they sometimes very open about it. They say, look, what we want to do, and I've written about this, is dismantle U.S. civilization and Western civilization. And Israel is an outpost of it in the Middle East, or so they think. So that's their end goal, if you want to ask me what I think about it.
This seems to be more and more organized. You see, and someone was saying, what did they have, a sale on the same tent across the United States that are appearing at all these campuses? You're seeing the same circulars, the same bulletins being distributed, the same language being used. It's almost as if there is a preparatory school for these protests that are going on across the country. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, there are many preparatory schools for these types of things. And that's exactly what I call them. One of them is the Labor Community Strategy Center in Los Angeles, which is the preparatory school that recruited Patrice Couture, one of the architects of Black Lives Matter, and trained her as a Marxist for 10 years. And don't forget that there's a strong, very, very strong connection between BLM and the Palestinian terrorists. But one of the groups that has been organizing these protests is the Answer Coalition, it's a fiscally sponsored project of Progress Unity Fund, which is a 501c3 that is funded by the Tides Foundation. The Tides Foundation has a lot of money, they funded BLM for a very long time, and they fund the Progress Unity Fund, which is the which supports the Answer Coalition, which establishes the which organizes the protests. I've seen at least one protest that was organized by Answer. I don't know about all of them. I'm going to start looking into this more and more, but I think that's at least one answer.
So it's kind of running the gamut right now. I mean, it was interesting, the president of Columbia University testifying before a congressional committee seemed as though she was going to take a very deliberate approach to this, a recognition of their own rules that they worked very hard in order to adopt, to give everybody a space necessary to do what they want to do. The students weren't on board. They warned the students. They said they would be taking action. And now they're negotiating with folks that are saying that they are Hamas. There are those that are saying, stop referring to this group as pro-Hamas, because that would not be an honest characterization of them when they're saying that they are Hamas. Why would we negotiate with terrorists?
In fact, if foreign students are involved in these actions and they are demonstrating on behalf of Hamas or for Hamas, they're in violation of their visa conditions, the conditions which granted them a student visa to come to this country, and they should be expelled and deported immediately. I'm a strong, civil rights person in the sense that I respect people's First Amendments, but we have to make sure that the law is never broken, that people are not allowed to go to class. People who go to Columbia, people who go to Harvard or NYU, their parents pay a lot of money, and I'm talking about $90,000 a year. And another thing at which we have to draw a very, very strong line is threatening Jewish Americans. We cannot have a situation in which in the year of our Lord, 2024, in the United States, no less, Jews are afraid to go to class. Or the rabbi at Columbia has to tell the Jewish students at Columbia and Barnard to go home and stay there. That is despicable. And that should not be allowed. That is breaking the law. So if Minush Rafiq cannot defend the rights of her students, then Governor Hochul has to call in the National Guard. Something must be done. This is happening in the United States, and it should not be allowed to happen.
A lot of these kids, young adults, are saying that this is their Vietnam. And there was a writer the other day, it was yesterday, I can't remember his name, it escapes me, that said that the only way to really deal with this is not really arresting them. It would be to expel them from their universities, because they really want to be arrested. And it's almost this, I think he described it as being this romance that they have with certain outcomes, one being arrest, where that on their resume kind of emboldens them, and they've crossed whatever line there is to where it's something to actually brag about. And there's almost this romantic feeling that they get through this whole process because they are professional agitators or protesters or whatever they may be. And that the only way that the universities are going to find an end to this is to expel these students. And not engage in what they're hoping to accomplish. I mean, you've seen a lot of this across the world. Do you get the sense that that's true, what they're describing?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I have studied what happened in the 60s. I just wrote a book with Catherine Gorka called Next Gen Marxism, What It Is and How to Combat It, in which we go through all this. We talk about the Palestinians and support for the Palestinians. And what we're seeing here is a manifestation of the third iteration of Marxism in the United States. That's what we call the next-gen Marxism. But it still wants to do all the things that, that Marx wanted to do, pretty much, starting with the you know, abolishing the family, in kind of boiling all of human interaction to this epic struggle between the oppressor and the oppressed. Everybody gets sent to a category, and the reason why you have these students who are very simple-minded supporting terrorists is because they have been told that Palestinians are in the category of the oppressed, and that the Israelis are in the category of the oppressor. So never mind that on October 7, Hamas invaded, massacred 1,200 people, including many, many, many defenseless women and children, some of them burnt alive. They were atrocities. These students are supporting the Palestinians over the real victims because of this, the simple-minded, ham-fisted, oppressed versus oppressor category. I think this has to be nipped in the bud, Newell. We got a lot of bad stuff. I'm now writing a paper on ethnic studies, how what a bad impact ethnic studies has had on the country. And ethnic studies was the same thing. Was something that came out of the late 60s in order to take down the United States, in order to malign American history and American traditions and American ways. And we did a lot of bad things in the 60s and 70s and 80s because of the student protests and because of the university administrators did not have the courage to say no, to say no. We have seen this movie, it doesn't end well, and we should not repeat the mistakes that we made decades ago.
The ignorance of a lot of these young adults that are out there never ceases to amaze me, and I'm just completely mystified how completely and totally disconnected they are from the facts. I was watching, you know, the kind of the man on the street interviews the other day where they were asking some of the protesters about this saying from the river to the sea, and they were asking them what it meant, and they couldn't say, and they were, and at one point the guy asked them, he said, well, you know, there is a river and there is a sea. And they're like, what do you mean? And it's like, there's an actual river and a sea. Can you tell me the name of the river and tell me the name of the sea? They couldn't.
Yeah, that's right. they have no idea the Jordan River and the Mediterranean Sea.
Yeah, you have to laugh to keep from crying.
I mean, and they don't know that what is between the Jordan River and the Mediterranean Sea is the entirety of the state of Israel. So when you say from the river to the sea, what you're saying is exterminate all Israelis. And you know, the most benign, when you ask them, well, what are the Jews going to go? What going to do? And what they say is go back to Poland, go back to Belarus. That's what they were saying on the Columbia campus yesterday, because many of the original settlers, the architects of the State of Israel, came from escaping the Holocaust, came from Poland and Eastern Europe. Obviously, now half of Israel comes from North Africa and the Middle East because they're Sephardic Jews. But that's the most benign interpretation of from the river to the sea. Many others just want to exterminate the Jews, kill all the Israelis, push them into the sea. So the from the river to the sea chant has genocidal implications that I don't think many understand. But one thing, Newell, I think a lot of them do understand it.
Yeah. Well, I think they fully embrace and wear as a badge of honor hate, right?
Yeah, right.
they may not understand all of the little sayings and the this and the that, but it's just it's emblematic of a very ignorant group of people that allegedly the forward leading thinkers that are in management position of incredible universities in this country don't seem to understand that the folks that they're trying to negotiate with, you cannot negotiate with these folks.
They hate us. They hate our society.
Yeah.
But they hate the United States as well. a lot of this is self-hatred.
And I mean, you know, and it's why I started out, to what ends? I mean, are we going to try for a two-state solution on Columbia University? It's like,
right.
Where are we going with this? You know? Yeah. I mean, I don't seem to be able to figure out what that strategy is going to be. Mike Gonzalez, I love your writings. I want to read more about what, if after you visit these campuses, your observation, because I'm sure it's going to be very telling for sure.
Well, over the next 2 weeks, I'll be traveling to two major campuses, both Ivy League schools, and I will be writing about it.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. Always appreciate your time, your insight. While you're visiting these campuses, stay safe, my friend.
Thank you, Newell.
All righty. That's Mike Gonzalez from the Heritage Foundation. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.